Nolte, audience rejection of woke Hollywood drops AMC Theater stock 8%. By John Nolte on March 4, 2024. AMC Entertainment Holdings saw an 8% drop in its stock as audiences continued to reject Hollywood's woke, left-wing garbage. Here's the corporate media spin. AMC Entertainment slumped nearly 8% on Thursday as the movie industry continued to reel from the impact of twin Hollywood strikes, driving the theater chain to post a larger-than-expected quarterly loss. The strikes and the resulting lack of new content forced studios to try other means such as concert-based movies to pull in revenue. As is the case with most of what we are told by the corporate media, none of that is true. Let's start with the stock price. AMC is difficult to gauge because of that insane meme stock movement that drove AMC stock into the stratosphere for a time in 2021. The stock, which is worth $4.33 today, rose to as high as $552 in June of 2021. But historically, AMC stock has never crashed to where it landed over the past few months. Prior to the Hollywood woke craze that launched with the election of Donald Trump in 2017, AMC stock traded in the $110 to $300 range. Once Hollywood's fascist woke tartary really kicked in after the George Floyd riots of 2020, the stock nosedived from around $100 to less than half that. 1 year ago, the stock was worth $55. Since September, it has bottomed out to single digits. Today, it's worth less than $5. And so, the liars in the media who need Hollywood's ad dollars and see Hollywood's demonic crusade to destroy our heroes and groom our kids as a virtue are forced to lie about the cause of this collapse. Is it true that the 2024 box office is in collapse due to a lack of new content caused by last year's strike? Let's go to the facts. The lackluster start comes despite audiences having more theater options than they have had in years. This year through February 18, there have been 11 wide-release movies, or those showing in at least 2,000 locations nationwide. There were 9 wide-release titles through the same time frame last year. But if there are more wide-release movies this year than last year, how can the corporate media blame all of this on a lack of new content? Because the corporate media are shameless liars, that's how. It's just a simple fact that if the year-to-date box office is down over 17% compared to last year with more movies in wide release, that can only mean one thing. The dogs don't like the dog food. If there's more dog food, movies, and the dogs, public, are eating less of it, buying fewer tickets, what other conclusion is there? Compared to 2019, the last sane year before the woke tartary hit warp speed, the 2024 box office is down over 60%. Almost all movies suck today. That's the whole problem. And until Hollywood and their sycophants in the media admit that, nothing will improve. The entertainment industry spent 5 years attempting to rewire human nature into something queer and obsessed with identity over merit. Now the industry is losing billions at the box office and on their streaming services. Normal movies like Top Gun, Maverick and Sound of Freedom prove normal people are still hungry for normal movies. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.